This is an Envoice Media podcast.
He was up to 7,800 starting from with $100. Actually, from $0.
I love gambling.
So when you go to a casino and you know the pit bosses or the dealers, that's when you have an issue.
And we took 15 bucks and we cashed out at 1,300.
You're listening to Scared Money, Don't Make Money podcast. And here are your hosts, Sam and Sonny.
Thank you for joining us on Scared Money, Don't Make Money. My name is Sam.
And I'm Sonny.
And this is our, I don't know, sixth or seventh episode. But today we have a special guest. As you guys know, when we talk about different topics of gambling, we want to introduce different types of guests. We've had Danny, who was basically a sports bettor for like 20 plus years. He put himself through pharmacy school and his family. And on the other side of the spectrum, we have today's guests. We have Matthew and Alex.
Hi.
Hi.
And these guys are not even 21, but
how old are you guys?
19.
I'm 19 as well.
What do you guys do for a living, or are you guys students?
I go to community college right now, and I've just been working. But
yeah. I'm taking a gap year right now. I'm just working just as a busser. Kind of just taking my time.
So how much are you guys making hourly?
Minimum wage.
Yeah, minimum wage.
So what's the minimum wage in California?
I think it's like $15.50 or $1,500.
I think $16.
$16.
Yeah. So roughly you're working, what, maybe like 40 hours a week?
No, like
20.
Like 20. Less than 20.
For me, like 25 to 30.
Okay. So try getting ideas because, you know.
Yeah, to see what it is.
How much you make and then how much you guys take and then when you go gamble.
Yeah, so today we want to talk about and ask you guys about your gambling experience. So obviously you guys aren't 21, but in California, I think Morongo Casino is probably the only casino that allows 18 and over to gamble. And I know you guys kind of dabbled a little bit into the different types of games at Morongo, as well as some sports betting.
And home games as well.
And home games. Mm-hmm. So we want to ask you guys what your experience is like and what got you into gambling, and do you like gambling?
Yeah, I love gambling. It's just like, I don't know.
How'd you get started? Cool.
Well, we started playing poker games just at home, just like cheap, like $5 just for fun. And that's like kind of what got us started. And then right after we turned 18 a couple years ago, we went on a cruise. And on the cruise, you're allowed to gamble legally. So we were like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so excited. I can actually gamble legally. And
Do you remember how much you took to gamble on the cruise?
I think I took 300 and I was like, okay, I'm only going to use 200 of it though.
Okay.
And I'm not going to touch this last 100.
I took like $100 and then I took like 100 and I think my dad gave me like $50. So it was like $150.
So how did you guys do it? Did you win? Did you lose? Or
I went up like a little bit, but because I was so scared to lose my money. I was like, oh my gosh.
So, like, instead of gambling, you could use that money as your allowance, right?
Yeah, like, just, like, for living, like, gas and food. But I was like, hey, maybe I could turn it into more. But, I won a little bit. I was like, oh, my gosh, that was the easiest $100 of my life.
Oh, wow.
I need to keep doing this.
I think I lost on the cruise. I lost all of it. But I was, like, up and down. Like, we were both, like, up and down throughout the cruise. At one point, our friend was up to like $1,000. I think so.
Cody?
Yeah. He was up a couple, but then we all lost it all.
And I think this was all blackjack too, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah. All blackjack.
Blackjack.
I think Matt was up like $600.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last night, we just like put half of it on a hand and just lost.
In one hand.
Yeah. And then we just lost it all.
We were like, it's winnings, so might as well.
Yeah.
But at least you walked away with something, right?
Yeah. Right. It's probably not smart gambling, but you know that's something
it's just
that
for fun though.
Yeah. Spontaneous. Yeah. For one hand. Okay.
The first you walk time. Away.
Okay.
Right. And I remember in college, so I was like under 20 and I went into a casino with a fake ID. And I actually ended up playing a slot machine. I was playing blackjack like you guys, like because it's kind of an easy game to play, whether you understand or not. But then like I remember the first time I ever visited. I played a slot machine. It was the diamond ones, right? Mm-hmm, those like whatever.
Right.
So I put in $100 and I hit like $900. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like
pretty
easy. Matt was thinking, I was like, this is the easiest $900 I could make. But yeah. I think it could have. It probably was the worst thing that could ever happen to me.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Like, yeah, because from then on, I think I told you guys a story. Like, after college, I was gambling so much that I had to file bankruptcy because I didn't. I was gambling with money I didn't have.
Exactly.
I was using credit cards and stuff. And I know Alex. I know you had a pretty crazy run at Morongo one time where you started with a couple $100 and you. So tell us about your experience in that one.
Yeah. So it was like our first time, maybe second. So we were going to Morongo. I didn't have like any money in my bank account. Like my friend paid for gas on the way up there and he like gave me $100. I was going to pay him back later. And so we were playing like up and down, like throughout the night. I was up to like 500 at one point.
So how much were you betting? I'm just getting an idea.
So I started with $100 and I started betting like, I think 15.
We started at $15.
$15 a hand.
$15 a hand. And it was like, it was really streaky throughout the night. So I was up 500. I was down back to 100. And then there's a dealer named Chad. Mm-hmm. We like basically followed him throughout the night. Because the first time we were sitting at his table, I was like going crazy. I was taking 100, winning like every buster, the side bets. Mm-hmm. I was playing on those.
Well, what was the payout on the bust bets?
So the buster, I think, was 2-1. On any bust, mm-hmm. and then
if it's four card bust, more, it's 3-1, right. And then six card bust is like 20-1, 7 card is like 100-1.
So like, did you get like a 6 card bust card?
Yeah. Or? So there was like, I think we hit a 6 card like twice.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
he just kept busting.
We were getting super lucky. At one point, I was like, we weren't playing it, and then I was like, we should put like $50 on a buster just like for fun, and it hit like for a 4 card.
4 card, okay.
So we were like getting super lucky with side bets, and then I like didn't lose a single hand like after that. I was like, I think he left, and then we were like walking around for a little bit, and we went back at the end of the night. We were like about to leave. I was at like my last, like I think I was at $400.
Yeah.
So we sat down, we were about to leave, and I was like, all right, let's just play a little bit. And I was like, I remember I had 4 black chips, and I was like, I'm just gonna pretend these are greens and like play with $400 a hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started playing and like winning every single hand. And then I won like some blackjacks, got the 25s and put them on the busters. Dude, I don't think I lost a single hand. Even the hands.
Did you keep on doubling up?
Yeah, I was pushing hard. Like I was pressing hard. And then I remember I was like, I would lose a hand, but I would still be positive because I would win the buster.
Right.
So I was playing with like $100 on the buster, which was the max.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I think $200-$300 up to like, I think I was betting $1,000 at one point. That's when it just went downhill though. I bet $1,000 and I had to double it. So I doubled it and I lost. So I was like,
did you realize you were betting $1,000?
Dude, honestly, I was just like,
Were you using like 10 $100 black chips?
No, they started paying us in the pink chips.
Oh, the $500
chips? The Barney chips.
Okay. Yeah, but I think I stacked up like, because I was playing with it. It didn't
You were
feel
up to
real.
Like 8,000, right?
Yeah,
at
I think
one point.
It was like 7,800.
Yeah.
He was up to 7,800 starting from with $100. Actually, from $0. He started remember, he borrowed money.
Yeah,
he was up to 7,800 from $0.
Borrowed money.
And borrowed gas.
For cash.
Gas.
Yeah, so I was like, and then we were all like, all right, once Chad leaves, like, we're done. And then Chad left, but I was still on a streak. And I was like, all right, like,
let's same play table.
A couple more. Same table.
Same table.
And I was like, oh, like let's just play a couple more. Like I'm hot right now. And the new dealer comes in and like
you got
I
cold.
Start betting, losing like all of it. And I'm like, all right, bro, like I have to win at least one. So like I'm doubling and like doubling up my bets. And it just I didn't win a single hand after that. And I went down to like 1,500. And then at that point they pulled me off. I was like, all right.
So you went from 0 to 7,800, then down to 1,500.
Yeah, and then we left after
that. You're lucky you had friends that actually pulled you out after 1,500 because you could have walked away with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Dude, that could have been a really bad story.
Yeah, and I was
But
like,
it could have been a really epic story where you're like, I went with $0 to the casino and my friend paid for gas and I walked away with $7,800.
Yeah, exactly.
Or at least 7,000.
Yeah, because yeah. I was like, dude, like whenever I see people, I'm like, bro, just because when Cody was on the cruise, when we were on the cruise last year, Cody was up like 1,000, like up to like 1,500. And I was like, bro, like cash out. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then he kept playing, betting and lost it all. And I was like, bro, like, what are you doing? And then I'm in that same situation. It's like this, you just like don't, it doesn't feel real. And you're like,
because playing with fake money. They give you chips, right? Yeah. Exactly. Chips is like fake money.
Yeah.
If you had actual cash in front of you, it would be totally different.
Just like eight right? bands.
True.
Yeah.
Because if you had it, you would have had a whole stack.
Yeah, you get a whole stack. And like, well, man, this is real cash. Like, I can just
walk away. But you just told us a story where you were like, you kept losing every time Chad wasn't there. But when Chad was there, you were winning.
Yeah.
So as soon as Chad left, you should have left too.
Yeah. So that's why after we were like, bro, we said we were going to leave when Chad left. And we didn't leave and we lost. So that's like, it was just dumb.
You know who the winner was? Chad.
Oh,
I'm sure you tipped Chad.
I tipped Chad.
Chad and the casino.
Chad made a lot. Yeah. I think I tipped Chad like $700. Yeah.
So going back to that, I mean, like, you know, based on your experience and what happened, would you redo that again and say, hey, you know what? I would like, you know, change a couple of things here and there.
Would you have left after Chad left?
Oh,
in the future?
Right now, like now it's like, that was a great learning experience to be like, oh, like, don't fall for this next time, or like, learn to like leave when you're up.
Yeah, exactly. So I was telling Sam, like, when we gamble, we have to have money management. Mm-hmm. You know? So let's say you're up $700-800, right?
Yeah.
So normally what I do, I say, you know what, this is a pretty good amount, right? And then I'll put away like $3,000 and then play with the rest. If I lose that, then you just walk away.
Yeah.
You know, versus like trying to get it back, try to get it back and back, and then you get down to $1,500 and then you're like, wait a minute, where's my other money?
Yeah.
If I was like in Alex's position, I had $7,800, you know me, right? You got, I would be like, okay, once I get to $8,000, I'm going to stop. Mm-hmm. And that $200 is going to cost me $5,000. Yeah, I'm like, dang it.
But
$7,800 is still good enough, but you're like that rounded number. Like, you're like, okay, I need to get to $8,000 or $10,000. You're like,
hey, $7,800 for an 18-year-old.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Hey, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's how much you would make.
Like,
let's do a calculation.
Like a yearly salary.
So what would you do with that?
That's like your 1 year salary.
I know.
That's all I was asking, Wayne. What's your hourly rate? How much you make?
What is it? 16 times 20. How much is that? That's
320.
320. So six. Yeah, that's almost like, you're making about $9,000 a year.
Yeah, I'm making. I don't think I've made more than like $10,000 a year.
So with $7,800, that's like a year's annual salary.
Because after taxes, it's probably less than $7,800.
And at table games is tax free.
Yeah, tax free.
Yeah, it is.
That's crazy.
And like, you didn't even think about, oh my goodness, $8,000 right in front of me.
I was chasing. That's what I learned. Like, you can't chase. Like, I was chasing the first loss. I was like, all right, I'll win this next one, we'll leave. But then you just lose, and you bet more, you lose. You keep betting. You just
so
keep
do you guys get like casino offers now in the mail? Like, like, hey, come and stay in free room, or you got free play.
I've never gotten one.
No, did you get a player's card?
We have players.
Yeah, cards. Yeah, so you get it. You get it because you get the mail. Actually, I just throw it away. Alex, you don't get it.
I think I got one, but it was like $20 match play.
That was it.
Like, all right, bro.
Like, all you know what you could do is go online. You could check your card and see what.
No, every time we go, they just give us like $20. But we like know one of the pit bosses there. His name's Anthony. That's our Asian brother.
So when you go to a casino and you know the pit bosses or the dealers, that's when you have an issue.
No, but it's just because like there's no one else. Like, well, there's a bunch of college kids going to Morongo, but like, we're just recognizable. We're like talking to them, you know. Like, you got to keep the morale high, because when the morale is high, you're winning. But once you start like being all like pissy about it, then it's just like, it's not fun, you know.
Right,
like
right.
We're just going to have a good time.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like the guys, like the first time we saw him, he's like, "Yo, those are my cousins." We're like, "Who's this guy?"
Yeah.
Wait, aren't all the pit bosses Asian?
Not all of them. There's a lot. There's actually a lot. There's a lot of white pit bosses.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Okay.
But all the dealers are like from like Philippines.
But I do remember, because last time I played in Morongo, they were like, because I don't really have status there, but like I was like, dude, they didn't even give me a free room there, right? But now they do. But like that one time I went there, and I was like telling the pit boss, and he was the Asian guy. I don't remember his name, but I was like, man, I'm betting like $500 to $1,000 a hand, and I don't even get free rooms here. He goes, man, I don't know. He goes, but if you want a free meal, I can give you a free meal right now. Yeah, yeah,
like, yeah, right? He's like, I'll give you. You want a steak? He's like, I'll give
you a steak. Hooks us up with $25.
Yeah, they hook us up to get some like Red Bulls and cafe. Like coffee. Yeah. It's like 4 a.m. We're like, can we just get $25, please? I'm tired and need to drive home. He's like, all right,
So do you guys stay there when you go, or like, how? What's the process? Like,
we like clock in like full shifts, bro. Full 8 hour shifts. We're there like for 8 hours. Like we hear the same playlist on repeat for like.
What time do you guys go? Five times. And what time do you guys go home?
I mean, we usually go overnight, so it's like we leave the house maybe like
from seven to like nine.
Yeah, get there at like 8, and then we don't leave until like 5 a.m. we come back and we're hitting morning traffic. We're
so, like, okay, so you guys leave around 7 or 8 o'clock. You get to the casino. By like you guys grab something to eat, probably.
We just chill, hang out,
have a drink. Oh, you can't drink,
no drinks.
Okay, so then after that, you guys gamble for the whole night. Eat breakfast and come right back home.
Breakfast. It depends. If we win, let's go. Let's stop at McDonald's. Let's get these McGriddles. But if we lose, it's just like it's silent the whole ride home. We're all just like driving home. Like,
okay. So how many times have you guys gone to Morongo or even the casino? And how many times have you guys walked away with some cash?
Many times. It was like.
We've gone like quite a bit now. A
couple of times like last year.
I don't know. Like 8 to 10 times?
Yeah, probably like 8 times.
Probably around there. Yeah. We haven't gone this year at all though.
Yeah. Just like we've just been on a losing streak. So we're like,
but Alex, I remember. I remember you were like doing good and you walked away at least from 7,800 to 1,500. And then you went back and you lost.
I was up a lot. The first like couple trips, me and Matt were both up a lot.
I was up like 3,000.
I think total. Probably I'm up like 5K from just like gambling.
Yeah.
And then at that point, and then I think we lost like a couple hundred.
And then it just adds up. We're like, I'm only going to bring 300 this time. And then you bring 300 like 7 times and you're like down 2,000. And then it's just like.
Have you gone to the ATM and pull out cash?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just like, I always bring cash and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to touch the ATM. This is all I'm going to use. And then I'm gone in like the first hour and I'm like. All right, you know what? $100 isn't gonna hurt.
Yeah.
Well, and that's when you leave the ATM in at the house, right?
Yeah, but you know what, Sam? You and I've been through this.
I know.
You know, as college kids, you know, we're poor, we have no money, but then we keep on going to the ATM.
No, but I remember Alex once saying like he lost so much, he's like, "Man, I'm not going back to casinos ever again." But then I'm like, "Oh, I heard Alex went to the casino
next week or next day."
Yeah, it's like, that was like last year. I was like, all right, I'm done. Like we lost like a couple hundred.
Threw away his player's card.
Threw away my player's card. And then I went back like one time and lost again. And I was like, all right. And then I haven't gone back since, but.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think it was just dangerous at the start because we were winning so much. Yeah. Like
you were basically winning a year's salary.
Every time we left, we were up like $1,000 at least, like more. Me and Matt, like our other friends haven't won, but but it's like every time we've gone, we like been winning. And I remember one time we were playing Rube like online. So me, him, and one of our Cody were playing. We had $15 in crypto, and we put it into online blackjack, and we took $15 and we. Cashed out at 1,300.
Wow.
And so we all took home like $400 and we were like, this is like so easy.
That's how they get you, man.
And beginner's luck too.
Yeah.
Beginner's luck is real, bro.
It is.
It is real.
It's real.
I'm going to have to take it to my craps table.
Just throw the dice when they turn 21.
When they turn 21.
There's no dice.
There's no dice.
Right.
Or no roulette.
They have the cards.
Yeah.
Right at craps table.
Yeah, those are not throwing.
They don't have any craps tables at Morongo.
Oh, they don't.
Okay. We played on the cruise a little bit. But
okay.
That was like, we didn't really know what we were doing. Yeah. We were just like, I'm just going to put $15 here and hopefully it wins. Like, I don't know what's going on.
So like right now, do you feel do you have control of your gambling, do you believe? Or do you think that, you know what, this is kind of getting out of control?
I don't know what to do. I think from like just the past year, we've learned a lot from gambling. When to pull, when to press, you know, how to like manage your money well and like only spend what you can afford to lose.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, we've we've gotten a lot more responsible. Like, we were just up in Mammoth and we were just like, for fun, we were like on online casino, like, mm-hmm. hey, let's just put in 20 bucks. And then we were just, we got up to like 200 and we were just like, okay, like that's good enough. Like, we're going to go to sleep now and just make our money for the trip. And then.
So we've like learned like hard, like stops, and then like, when to stop and when to like push. But we were playing conservative, like last week we were like betting less than what we normally would, because it was like $20 on like two hands. Normal, like when we used to play, it would be like doubling up every time, like just pressing, just one, 20, pressing every 40, time.
80. The doubling up system.
Yeah, if I win 10 in a row, I make 100,000.
Yeah, but it's like you're playing safe, and it's a lot of like you learn a lot, and it's like.
Actually, your dad had a story when he turned 40. We went to the casino.
We're at Cosmo.
And we were playing blackjack, like six of us at the same table. Mm-hmm. And I was like, everyone else was up and down, winning, losing, winning. But his seat was winning every hand for 20 hands.
Dang. So he started out with $25, yeah.
And he only walked away with like $500. And we're like, bro, you could have walked away with like $25,000.
Yeah.
But even the dealer was like, how come you're only betting $50? 25 to 50, you're winning every hand.
Yeah.
So you can ask him about that story, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Scare money, don't make money.
Exactly. Yeah, that's his personality. Title. That is his personality. Yeah.
But then, I mean, Alex's personality is a little different. Opposite.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I know, and also, you guys have told us that you guys play slot machines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite machines?
Only one
Huff
slot.
Huff and More Puff.
Huff and More Puff.
Our favorite one.
Dude, that one wins every single time. Like, I'll like sit down. Me and Matt will sit down with like $100.
We're like, all right,
like
let's
50
just.
Bucks. And it'll like hit the
jackpot.
It'll hit it every single time within like five spins. And like, I think I took 100 to like, 500. We're betting 75 cent spins and winning like $300.
We're like,
and 75 like, cents.
Yeah, we just do small spins.
So it's like a penny denomination, and you're playing like pennies. 75 times.
So we're just like spinning as much as we can, you know. We just like hearing the sound. We turn the volume all the way.
Max out the volume. And he's like, slots are fun. It's real fun.
I don't even know what's going on. You just see like the money just goes up, and you just hear the sounds, and you're like, dang, I just made $120.
You just need six hats or three saws and you're good. Yeah. Like,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So do you guys also do sports gambling at all?
Oh yeah, I love sports gambling. But in California, it's not legal. You're only allowed to bet.
Prop bets.
Yeah, prop bets. So I've just been on Prize Picks. I think I've actually profited like $750 over like the past like 4 months
on prop bets,
just only. Prop bets.
Oh, okay,
yeah. So it's good money. It's easy. I feel like it's super.
You do
easy.
Parlays or just straight up bets?
Well, on Prize Picks, you have to do two. So you pick two bets, like over under whatever the line is. Like for instance, like Luka Doncic, like 30.5 points, and you choose over under, and you have to pick two, and
then two it pays, different props.
It pays. Okay.
So it's like a parlay.
It's three to one. Yeah, okay. It pays 3 to 1. So I'll just like put down 25, and then you win 75 off of that. And then I'll take that 75, and then put all of it, and then it pays out like 225. And I'll just like try to keep rolling it over.
Mm.
I just feel like it's a lot more easy to predict sports betting. Yeah. It's like less luck than
right.
There is an algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't sports bet. I did a little bit.
It is so bad. This guy, asks me every day.
Like, I remember him like trying to do a 10 leg parlays.
This guy's like every day. What are your picks?
Home run.
What are your picks? Yeah. What are your picks?
He's like, and I would like, here's $10.
Every single time I give him my picks, legs. And he'd be like, I lost.
Well, because I'd see Matt winning every single day, and I'd ask him for his picks the next day, and I'd lose.
Every single time he followed my picks, I would lose too. And I'm like, nah, you got to stop. I'm not giving you my picks anyway.
Actually happens a lot. It's weird because like we have the AI we talk about, right? In the NBA right now. Yeah. And like when I was betting without some other people, I was like winning every week. Yeah. I won like 1 week, $8,000 on AI. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then these other guys, like Sonny jumped on, and then
Danny
and Sonny jumped on, and we haven't had a winning week since then. But as soon as they left, I started cashing. So they stopped like 5 weeks ago. Yeah. In the last 5 weeks, I've cashed out every
that's
week.
I got it. When I'm winning, I like keep it on the down low. So I don't have good picks. I'm not.
Yeah.
Hey, but the good thing is, when you guys go gamble, you go buy with a group of friends.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Never.
We've been saying if one of us goes by yourself, it's like it's done. Like you're done for. Like you got a problem. You got to check into
Yeah, and on top of it, it's like you were saying, Alex, earlier. Like, man, you were like telling Cody, like, hey, you got 1500, just stop.
Yeah.
And then when you were in the same situation, you couldn't, right? So like you kind of need the accountability for one of your friends to be, and let them understand, and so that like if you are up 7,800, give 5,000 to your friends, something, or have your friend be like, okay, you can put it away and like take that money with you instead of losing it all, right? Mm-hmm. You guys know a guy named Mickey Mace?
Yeah.
So Mickey Mace is like this famous like gambler in Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. So he gambles like he wins like millions of dollars at each sitting, and he's banned from a lot of casinos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that he says is that he allows one person next to him who's not gambling to control and manage his chips and money, and the casino allows him. So the reason is because he's like, he's focused so much on gambling that like he needs somebody else that's going to keep him accountable on the money and the money management side we're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's, he's like, I don't know how much money I have in front of me and how much I'm supposed to bet, but all he does is count my money because he's like dealing with millions of dollars. Yeah. So he doesn't know what he has. Mm-hmm. So he keeps it accountable, and then like they're able to walk away with money all the time.
Yeah.
So that's a good process, even on on the small amounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like after like experiencing that and like understanding, like you're not like in your right mind, like when you're playing.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Especially when you're winning that.
Yeah,
much.
Especially when you're winning. Like understanding that and having your buddies like, hey, like stop. Like the first time around, you're like, no, like I'm winning. Why would I stop?
Yeah.
Right.
But then after, like when we're going, like after that, it's like you understand. Like when Matt's like, hey, like you're up. Like let's walk after this hand. And you're like, okay. Like even though you're like you feel like you can win, like it's just better, like
because you're already up.
Yeah,
because you're already up.
Right, so. And then as soon as you lose your first hand, you're like, wait a minute, I'll try to get that back.
Yeah,
and then what happens? You lose that hand, and then you keep on trying to get it back. Like you said, you're chasing, right?
Chasing just that one unit is like
it just becomes 10 units.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I think we've all been there before. Cause
you're like under, you're like 20, right? Like 19, 20.
19, yeah.
And you're like 54.
54.
And like.
I had that experience just like three weeks ago playing craps.
Yeah.
I said, all right, we'll just play one more hand. And guess what? We lost that.
And then guess how much we ended up losing more? A lot more.
The whole bank.
I was like, oh my gosh. What are we doing?
So in a way, that's kind of like steam betting too. Like you're pissed off. Yeah. Right? Like, I can't believe I lost this bet. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get it right back. And then you lose that. You're like, oh, F this. And now I'm going to try to get that back. And the next thing you know, you lose pretty much your whole bankroll. No,
but the thing is, like, when we were there, I think all of us were just so mesmerized, like, because you didn't lose. We were like, oh my gosh, he's going to be a millionaire. Like, we're going to quit our jobs and we're just going to become gamblers.
Yeah.
And we were all just like, he's not losing. So he would lose one hand and it'd be like, okay, it's fine. He's going to win the next seven.
Right.
And then it just like keeps going. And then it's like, oh.
I remember Sam and I were talking about this, like, you know, that's probably the worst thing that ever happened to you guys by winning. Because not like, man, you're always saying, hey, you know what? This is so easy, right? Mm-hmm. And when it's easy, you know what? It gets harder later on
to stop.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like a great thing that I like, honestly, that I lost that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't run with like my maximum winnings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's just like, oh, like,
you might have quit your job.
Full-time gambler, right?
I'm done for the year.
Dude,
let's go back tomorrow.
You take the $7,800 and then you go try and double that.
Yeah. But it's like, also, dude, it was funny. There was this one guy there, this black guy, and he was there. He was watching us the whole time. And he was just like sitting there watching. Like he wasn't playing because he saw me like playing. Like he was chill. I was playing single, like one-on-one. And he was sitting there watching the whole time, like that I was winning. And then that was the night I was up 7,800. And then we went back another time, like 2 months later.
And he was there again.
I was sitting there. I didn't realize him. It was a different dealer. So I was going on a huge streak again. And I was up like a ton. I was like winning every single hand. And I look over and this guy's sitting there, like the same guy. And he was like, dude, this is crazy. Like every time I watch you, you're going on crazy runs. And I was like, dude, I didn't recognize him at first.
Stay with me, bro.
Maybe he was the good luck.
Yeah, but I like look over and he's like sitting there, and I was like, dude, like that's the same guy that was watching us the other time.
Which means he's probably there every day,
right? Could be.
Yeah, dude. And could if be. He's sitting there, it means he lost his money, and he's there every day. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe he's waiting for you to give him a chip or so.
Maybe lucky charm. Because I know, like, sometimes I would go to like Commerce or Hollywood to play poker, and like, it's like maybe once or twice a year, maybe a little more. But like every time I go, I recognize the same faces, which means they're there every day.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. Right. They play every day. They're like degenerate gamblers, and that's all they do: gamble and play poker every day. Yeah. It is sad. Yeah.
Because some of them look really ratchet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they don't go home.
Yeah, the people at the
slot
machines.
And their hair is all oily. Yeah. So,
you see the old people sitting at the slot machines, and you're like, this is like, it's sad. Like, they're like,
there's like guys falling asleep, just like.
Yeah, it's like honestly really sad. But
so the lesson learned here is don't be like those old guys who are ratchet with oily hair. Yeah.
Exactly.
And having young kids saying, man, this is sad.
Yeah.
Don't be that old. Yeah. Don't be like that old guy, right?
Yeah.
So but hopefully you guys learned your lesson, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of a lot of learning.
We're gonna go tonight, make millions.
And I think gambling is fine, especially as like it's a rite of passage for men, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like you're not gonna gamble, and can't sit here and say like you can't gamble, but
you just gotta learn how to do it
responsibly. You have to be responsible. Mm-hmm. Don't over gamble. Right. Like what your limits are. Don't like put your life at risk where you can go homeless and things like that.
Exactly. The thing is, like, we're never. Like for us and our group, we're not gambling to like make money.
We're just
that's like what you're doing, but it's not like, oh, I need this like thing for my next
$100 is
a bill or anything, right?
Like food money for the next week.
It's just like
for entertainment.
Yeah. It's like the same thing if you go out and like have a dinner or like go like whatever.
Except for at dinner you can't win $7,800.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like I'm paying $50 for a dinner,
you know?
But I'd pay
don't get anything out of it.
Yeah, and then driving back on that 210 freeway. Yeah.
Long drive.
It's 7 in the morning with the traffic. It takes like 4 hours to come home.
2 hours. I mean, that's our goal. We're just trying to get out of there before we hit the traffic.
So I hope you guys learned a good lesson from, you know, playing blackjack and gambling. Mm-hmm. So we don't want you here. You guys saying, you know what? We had to file bankruptcy.
Don't be like us.
Don't be like me and Sam when we're young.
We both did.
I had like $20,000 debt. Yeah. I was like, all right, no, I
don't know how to pay for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys don't do that, please.
Of course not.
And we want to thank you for joining us on this episode and talking to us about your gambling experience. And until next time, join us for Scared Money Don't Make Money. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.